The Wench is Dead by Colin Dexter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
The Wench is Dead by Colin Dexter. Thou hast committed fornication, but that was in another country, and besides, the wench is dead. Christopher Marlowe, The Jew of Malta. For Harry Judge, lover of canals, who introduced me to The Murder of Christine Collins, a fascinating account of an early Victorian murder by John Godwin. To both, I'm deeply indebted. Copies of John Godwin's publication are obtainable through the divisional librarian, Stafford Borough Library. Chapter 1. Thought depends absolutely on the stomach, but in spite of that, those who have the best stomachs are not the best thinkers. Voltaire, in a letter to D'Alembert. Intermittently, on the Tuesday, he felt sick. Frequently, on the Wednesday, he was sick. On the Thursday, he felt sick frequently, but was actually sick only intermittently. With difficulty, early on the Friday morning, drained, listless, and infinitely weary, he found the energy to drag himself from his bed to the telephone and seek to apologise to his superiors at Kidlington Police Headquarters for what was going to be an odds-on non-appearance at the office that late November day. When he awoke on the Saturday morning, he was happily aware that he was feeling considerably better. And indeed...